It's Arby's Sandwich Day, so everybody gets a coupon for a free Arby's sandwich this morning if you're a pledger all day long. All day Arby's, that's amazing. Those delicious roast beef sandwiches. I mean, come on, Jason Cans, you got to love Arby's.
I do. You know, I actually used to love their, they have a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, which such a unique flavor. Part of gaining weight was eating far too many of those.
Well, that gets you. You know, the people I'm jealous of, and people, I knew this was true for Christian Bale when he played Dick Cheney in Vice, was he needed to add weight. And you know what his assignment, when the way he tackled that, he added the 40 pounds by eating a lot of pie.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good way to go, I suppose.
I mean, you know, losing is tough, but I'm afraid, Christian, you're going to have to add some weight, you know? So.
But you look at some of those actors. I know Christian Bale has been one. Tom Hanks is another one who have had these incredibly huge swings in their weight to fulfill roles. And I don't know that I'd want to subject myself to that over time.
Huh. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, so... Well, I was kind of surprised you're not here this morning. I thought yesterday was going to start a trend. You were going to come in here every day.
Yeah, you know, I think the hour out of my day to do 5 minutes on the radio,
okay.
It's not quite so appealing.
Here's the invitation, though. Any day you can get here, as you did yesterday, you can hang with me the full 90 minutes before the other co-hosts come in. So.
Awesome. Well, it was nice to be on with Susan a little bit yesterday, too.
Yeah,
it was great to be in studio. It was a lot of fun to be there and just spend some time visiting, go 2 for 5 from the line.
Mm-hmm.
I was really trying to channel Shaq, you know, the great free throw shooter that he was. So
you did a good job. Right. So, all right, what do we got for Path to Wholeness, the Lenten devotion this morning?
Yeah, so he's talking this morning about the notion of, the seriousness of following Christ, you know, and he says if we're serious about Christianity, we need to go deeper than just knowing more or doing more. He says following Christ means loving him, drawing on him, allowing him to enter our lives such that not only our minds and wills transformed, but hearts and souls as well. This is why the metaphor of new birth, which Jesus used and to which I have already referred, is so perfect. Christ came to call us out of our selfish tendencies to a life of selfless sacrifice. It is in that place that true joy and peace are found. And I read that and I thought, yeah, that sounds great. But how do we go about moving toward that? You know, I think for me, I talk a lot about, again, this path to wholeness. How do we move toward that place of wholeness?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have good answers other than to keep walking, keep pursuing Christ, continuing to understand our belovedness.
The other day I found myself singing, I think it was one of the hymns, Nothing But the Blood or something, and it seemed like there's a line in there about wholeness. And I think of you, you know, so you've kind of come to embody that for me, a champion for wholeness.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope that I continue to be a champion for wholeness and integration and so forth. In my One List a Day journal today, it had said something along the lines of, what are my passions? And I just wrote down integration, wholeness, reconciliation. And so, again, I hope that continues.
All right, we are live on the WIB Wake Up Show with Baylor Wilson, and we are live on Facebook as well. Are we on the WWIB Radio WIB Wake Up Show Facebook page? Make sure you give us a like and a follow there. So Baylor Wilson is joining us. You have been going all over the place.
Hey,
this is stop number 13, I think.
Number 13 on this 16-stop tour this week.
Heading into the home stretch. We're so excited to have you, Baylor.
I'm so thrilled. This is an honor.
On a Friday, but you know what? We believe in Providence, not luck, so we're all good.
So. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
So we warned you about this before, so we're going to get to know you, unpack your story a little bit more here on the WIB Wake Up Show, but we want to start off with giving folks a chance to get to know you. So we're going to play something called Rapid Fire, Baylor, and so we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and see if you can answer as many short get-to-know-you questions as possible. Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Rapid Fire with Baylor Wilson, and now, what's your favorite place to vacation?
Crested Butte, Colorado.
What's the last book you read?
The Bible.
20 below zero or 90 and humid?
90 and humid.
Go-to snack food?
Cheddar bunnies.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Everything.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
1,000%, 100%.
What was your best subject in school?
Math.
Favorite professional or collegiate sports team?
Dallas Cowboys.
What's a song you will always, always sing along to?
Jesus happened.
Push-ups or sit-ups?
Sit-ups.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
Every time.
If you could have any other career, what would you do?
Ooh, race car driver.
Favorite outdoor activity?
I like to shoot bow and arrows.
Do you wake up immediately or hit the snooze button?
Snooze 17 times.
Parallel park or drive around the block until a more open spot?
Parallel all day.
That's Baylor Wilson. I think she may have just set a new record for rapid fire questions.
Did.
I was starting to worry I might
she
not
knows,
have enough.
She knows what she's going to say. I love it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that my mind is sanctified now because, right off the bat, I just say what Jesus wants me to say,
Yeah.
Every time.
That's great.
So, hallelujah.
You know, I was thinking about the whole Dallas Cowboys thing and our Green Bay Packers here. We've certainly had some battles from time
know,
to time in the playoffs.
I know.
Did Dez catch it?
I don't know.
I'm
not sure.
I don't know if any of us really do.
I don't know.
So let's dive into your story a little bit because we previewed this some on our Facebook page. You even said this off the air, Bailey. You were traveling like a locomotive in one direction.
Yes.
This is where your life was going to lead.
Yeah.
And that's not where it ended up.
No, God's sovereign hand so mercifully and gracefully stopped me before I, crashed and burned, as he does. He does this to us our whole lives. He's so kind to completely interrupt our picture of our life. And direct us the other way. So that happened to me at 18 and then again at 23 and now I'm 27. So I'm sure it'll happen again at some point. He's so good.
But what you were doing, you were pretty successful, a competitive cheerleader.
Yes.
And so you were expecting to continue on with that in college. You were almost a slam dunk, right?
Yeah, for sure. I love that analogy. that's so good. I grew up in a cheerleading gym. My mom was the coach, and I was the coach's kid.
Wow.
And so I thought I knew it all. I was the best cheerleader I knew. I mean, to
You're
be honest.
You're the best cheerleader we know,
well,
Baylor.
That's really nice. I did do a handstand yesterday. I had to practice again. I was doing cheer full time and then I tried out for cheerleader and the door shut on that. I didn't make it in college. I was trying out for college cheer.
Wow.
And God just, he didn't want me to do that anymore. And, he's so kind to have stopped that dream.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the door he opened?
Music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I had picked up the guitar at 16. Taught myself in my bedroom on YouTube.
I love that. I love because there are people, look, kids out there, teenagers, who are doing the same thing. They have a guitar. They don't have a teacher. They're looking at videos on YouTube. Yeah. And that was you, Baylor.
That was me. That was me.
That's
was in my
so
bedroom
cool.
teaching myself, all the chords, the four chords. And that was it. And I started writing songs too, mostly to kind of like get out my feelings.
That's so good.
It was an outlet for me for sure.
Mm-hmm. But your story includes a pretty well-known band that kind of directed you to, right?
Yeah. So when I tried out for that cheerleading team my senior year, again, I couldn't let go of that cheer dream during that time. I was 18 and I really thought that was God's will for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Was to be a cheerleader, marry a football player, have babies, and that was it.
Wow.
That's all I thought.
Yeah.
And so one day we're staying at this bed and breakfast in Norman, Oklahoma, where I was trying out for cheer. And the owner of the bed and breakfast was like, okay, well, where else are you applying to school? And I started talking to her and I mentioned Belmont University. And she goes, wait, Nashville? Guess who's staying here? I'm like, who? And she goes, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Whoa.
And I said, Mom, who's that? I'm like, I don't know
of
who that is.
Did.
And my mom's like, you and me go fishing in the dark,
Yeah.
So then after that, I became really tight with Jeff Hanna, the lead singer. And he's the one who talked me into coming to Nashville.
Hmm.
He was like,
thank
so you. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. He's still a dear friend. So
aww.
Yeah.
That's
super
great.
Awesome.
We're going to have more with Baylor Wilson coming up in just a few moments. But first, Baylor, your song, Jesus Happened, we've been loving this song. Can you give us a little 30-second intro to it before we play it here? And I know you're going to play some live music for us as well.
Yeah, 30-second intro would be, I thought I was a Christian. I called myself one for years growing up in Texas. That's where I'm from. And one day a friend invited me to a worship night. I was 23 years old. I was full of resentment, unforgiveness, guilt, shame, condom, all the things that were in my heart that were very unseen. But they were being pushed up to the surface at that time. And a friend invited me to a worship night. I walked in, literally felt the tangible presence of God for the first time ever and was radically changed. Huh. And the way that I call it my Jesus Happened moment.
I love that.
Well, here's the song right now, Baylor Wilson with us live in studio on the Wib Wake Up Show. Wilson live in studio. You know, friends, how it's possible to have an 8 a.m. voice and sound that good this early morning?
I don't know about that.
Master, when you're singing for the one who
created
us.
The lyrics, found and forgiven. Amen. And talking about that grave with Easter coming up, it was just really so beautiful and so powerful to have your voice.
The grave gave
way. Just proclaiming the gospel.
Yes, the grave gave way to life everlasting.
Forever.
We're found, we're free, raised up in the ashes.
Yeah.
We've got about 90 seconds left here before we hit our news at the top of the hour. And we're going to be keeping Baylor with us all the way past 8:45 and Hope and Hoops. You can text your pledge for her at 715-396-1670. So you have no idea what we're doing here with this, Baylor. So when you eye up this little tyke soup and you see the basketballs over my left shoulder here, and you're wondering how do you feel? I mean, again, you're an athlete, you're a competitive cheerleader, you're on Survivor. We'll talk about that more later. But how do you feel about your chances for making 5 out of 5?
Well, here's how I feel about it: is I was on 7th grade C team for basketball, which is terrible.
So you're ready, girl?
No, that is terrible. If there's a C team, it is not a good sign.
But you're from Texas, and sports are like
I know. I mean, I'll try. I might be able to dominate. We'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, we're looking forward to that. And again, we are giving away a free Arby's sandwich, a gift certificate for that, to every single pledger this morning for Baylor.
Every single one.
Yeah, I'm thinking Arby's. I don't think that's still their slogan, but anyway.
That's okay. You made it up.
We're giving that away.
Meanwhile, the owner of Osseo Family Restaurant says he just wants his rooster back, and if it's returned, he won't press charges. The rooster statue, which used to stand outside the restaurant in Osseo, is about 12 feet tall and 4 feet wide. Owner Artan Shabani says a regular customer first told him about the missing statue yesterday, and now Osseo police are on the case. Video surveillance from nearby businesses is being checked. Shabani says he doesn't know how they pulled it off. The chicken was bolted to the ground. Coming up in sports.
Flashbacks.
Baylor Wilson, our guest in studio, the Wib Wake Up Show, and you might remember her from season 29 of Survivor back in 2014, right, Baylor?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm having flashbacks with this music.
It's going to be okay.
Terrifying flashbacks of rain and monkeys and no pillow, no toothbrush.
It's okay. We're all in an alliance with you.
Oh, praise the Lord. The Jesus Alliance.
The Jesus
Hallelujah.
Alliance.
Now, where was your Survivor located?
It was in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't know where that is, I don't either. I couldn't think of where it is on the map right now, but... Yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
Central America. So what was the challenge? Explain for people how did you even land on Survivor?
Well, it was actually a cheerleading coach of mine from the past ended up leaving and going to work as the casting director for Survivor. And he was there for 10 years before he called my mom and I and was like, hey, we're having a duo season, you know, loved ones where people come with their mom or daughter or, you know, husband, wife or whatever it is and come and play Survivor together. So
well, you don't really play together. Blood versus water
means. It's true. At first, you start out playing against each other, which is the twist on my season.
Yes.
And then my mom and I made it really far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to spoil it for everyone, but I might in a minute. spoiler alert. We made it all the way to the final five. And so we ended up playing together at that point as much as you can on Survivor. I mean, it's no joke. It's no joke.
Well, your mom broke her foot and was playing in a cast.
Yes. She broke her foot on day 30 out of 39 days.
Mm.
Yeah. And I actually carried her physically like to the end, you know, cause she couldn't really walk and you know, the game gave her the option to quit or to press on. And my mom has a crazy amount of, just zeal. And so she pushed through all the way to the final three.
What does one have to clear in one's head to say, I'm going to do a reality show that's going to be on nationwide TV for all the world? I mean, that's...
It's insanity. That's that. I'm going to finish your sentence for you. It is insanity. Yeah. I guess I was honestly 20 years old and didn't think that far ahead. You know, when you go out there, you're thinking it's going to be more of like gameplay competitions only. Mm-hmm. And then you get there and you're like, oh, this is a lot more like social and mental, you know, capacity than I would have cared for. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for it and thankful for the opportunity and experience, but I probably won't do that again. Mm. You know?
And what struck me, I just watched your season, and what struck me was exactly that there were so many alliances. You couldn't really trust what people said, mm-mm. and I thought this is such a great metaphor for life in this world. Who do you put your faith in when right. someone is going to let you down for right. their own good?
Come on, I love that.
Well, really?
Now that's just... seeing the joy in the deception. yeah. No, seriously, I love that. You know, you can't. Jesus put his trust in no man, right? Except
right.
the Father. So,
right.
so if I learned anything, I learned that we are humans and we're broken and we fail each other, you know, just because we're human. Mm-hmm. But Jesus never fails us. So
absolutely.
I love that. That's awesome.
So here you are at 27 and in the CCM industry, we're like your 13th stop. And so how did Survivor prepare you for what you're currently facing?
Well, considering I'm in a new hotel every night, you know, getting there at 9 or 10 at night, opening yeah. up my suitcase, putting on pajamas real quick and crashing and then waking up again at 6 a.m. to do it again. I think Survivor just made me just able to kind of go with the flow in that situation. Just I don't have to have comforts of this world as much anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful for that, mm-hmm. that I'm not holding on with a tight grip to, you know, anything that I own or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And I just have this new level of gratitude while I'm on the road for like a bed and a pillow, wow. wherever I am.
Do you think you'll do a spiritual song? Will you write a song called Survivor?
Maybe. Wow. Are you going to write it with me? Maybe. That's a good
Baylor's
idea.
Baylor's muse right
I
here.
Don't know. I don't know. Right. You know, I survived the earth and I'm on my way to heaven. I don't know. But yeah, it definitely prepared me for different personalities, for relating with all ages, backgrounds. I mean, it really does test your, test your ability to connect with anybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful for that because I now feel like I can relate to anyone.
Yeah.
You know, from all walks of life, considering Survivor is like the analogy that I use is like you're on an elevator and you get stuck with like 30 people that you would never want to hang out with.
Absolutely.
Ever. But your pride and everything dies quickly yeah. and you just learn to live with it, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the disciples didn't always get along.
No.
You know, and they were together 24/7 with right. Jesus, so.
I'm just thinking real quick with that analogy that Baylor just made. Think about how that applies to our local churches, right? Because we are the body of Christ. And you know what? We didn't get to choose who's the head, who's the feet, who's the hand, things like that, too.
Right.
But, you know, each one has value and is a member of it, too. And so, I don't know. I was just kind of thinking that's like, yeah, it's kind of like our churches, too, and how God can use us to love one another, even when it might not be the people we choose to be close to.
Yeah, my friends and I joke at my little small local church in Nashville, like, if it weren't for Jesus, probably none of us would be friends.
Absolutely.
And now we're totally, you know, we have an intimate friendship with each other, you know, because he is such the rock of the friendship. And I think that's beautiful. I think it's so cool. I can sit here with you guys. I just mm-hmm. met y'all and we have the most incredible common denominator,
yeah.
which is the Savior of the world. I'm right. like, let's go to heaven. Woohoo! Hmm.
Well, one of
there's the cheerleader in her right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, on our way to heaven. Woohoo!
And one of the things I admire about you is your transparency. You're very honest about, you know, the struggles growing up and how yeah. your songwriting came out of basically a journaling experience.
It sure did.
And that's something that is tricky with the world. You kind of have to keep your guard up so you don't look weak.
Wow.
And
yeah, well, I am a firm believer that in my weakness, he is strong. I mean, that's scripture, and I believe that scripture. I mean, I believe that, like, only in my weakness can he actually shine through. And so I pray that, like, as I share things, like, my mom had 3 divorces, and I've walked through hard things and mm-hmm. abuse and trauma and all the things that a lot of people have experienced. I pray that people are encouraged that
yes.
I'm not just this, like, yay, happy-go-lucky
right.
like, girl. I'm actually just filled with the joy of the Lord
right.
because he actually delivered me from all that.
This is Baylor Wilson joining us here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We'll have more from her right after weather. We got to get her song played on the air another time coming up after 8:30 as well. But in the meantime, because Baylor Wilson, and our own Susan Jacoby here in the WIB Wake Up Show kind of have this dancey connection so far already this morning. And this is a song that Susan can never, ever, ever resist dancing to. It's new T-Mac. Help is on the way.
Maybe midnight or midday.
More now with Baylor Wilson, and something we have not delved into yet with your story, Baylor, is the fact that, again, you've got that beautiful accent growing up in Texas, and you actually signed a country music deal at one point in your life.
Yeah, I my senior year of high school, I got offered a country music publishing deal with Brad Paisley's company. It's called Seagale Music. And I signed that. It was a 3-year deal. And yeah, I dove all the way headfirst into writing professionally, like for country music. I haven't had any big cuts in that world, which I think was God's mercy for me. But yeah, I wrote country full time. I mean, every day, what it looked like is you walk into this cute little publishing house on Music Row in Nashville, and you sit down with two co-writers, kind of like how we're sitting here. Mm-hmm. And we all talk about life. And somebody said, well, I have a title, here it is. And you sit down and you just write that.
Wow.
And whether it's my song or somebody else's, we finish a song in about an hour and a half that day, or 2 hours. And so we did that for a year and a half. And then about a year and a half in is when my Jesus happened moment came.
Wow.
And so I love this next part of this story, because these guys in this country music, they are believers, they're Christians, that were at my company, and which was God's grace and favor for me. Thank you, Lord. and so I remember walking into my country, like the vice president of the company, one day after my Jesus happened moment. And I was like full on headfirst in love with Jesus at this point. Like, wow. I couldn't write country music anymore. I didn't want to, I didn't have the desire. I would sit with the co-writers weeks after the Jesus happened conversion. And I would say, they would be like, okay, you want to finish your heartbreak beer drinking song from last week? And I'm like, can we write a worship song?
Right.
Do you want to write about Jesus?
And, yeah.
And these people would be touched, because they had either walked away from the church or been hurt by the church or whatever they had. They had, a preacher's kid or whatever, just whatever it is.
Absolutely.
And for whatever reason, they couldn't theologically debate me, because my life was changed. And Jesus was in me, and I was like, spitfire all around them. They didn't know what to do with me. And so we would write, Christian songs in these country publishing houses. Like, it was amazing. And then after that, I walked into my country publisher vice president's office, and I was crying one day, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Mark, I can't write country anymore. I know you've paid all this money to invest in me, but I just can't do it. And he knew I had had a Jesus happen moment, and he goes, Baylor, if your faith disappoints people, disappoint them.
Wow.
And I was like, well, there it is. Praise
there
the Lord.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, Hope and Hoops is going on right now with our special guest, Baylor Wilson, all the way from Nashville and Dallas, Texas, to join us here in somewhat chilly Wisconsin, though I think we've given her a somewhat warmer welcome with the weather here in March. It's not quite typical. We've got Paul outside the studio. Woo-hoo. Paul from The Drive. You know what? We've got a whole peanut gallery now coming in for Baylor Wilson, but you know what? She was a competitive cheerleader, and so all the pressure in the world does not faze this 27-year-old stellar athlete.
Ability. Wow.
Let's go, Baylor. Let's go.
All right, we're live on Facebook as well for WIB Inc. Let's do this.
Anytime you're ready.
Oh. First one off the mark. How about turning it over to you?
Nice and easy.
Oh.
Second one off the mark. Third shot on the way. There you go. Rattles it home.
Oh.
Just off the back rim. Last one.
Goes.
Oh, sweet. Straight on, straight in for Baylor Wilson.
Nice.
Let's get Baylor back on the mic one last time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Hope in Hoops. Thank you, everyone who pledged. And before the end of the show, we'll see who wins those thank you incentives. And don't forget every single one of you with Arby's gift card. Baylor, how was that? Because some people say you're shooting on a little tight hoop, and we do this all throughout the month, and they're saying it can't be that hard. But
oh,
you know what?
It's actually really hard.
On, the lights turn on.
Yeah,
right?
And the ball's really light, so you have to figure out the weight management situation. And like on Survivor, people are like, oh, I could do that. But then you get out there, and there's these difficult challenges where you're like, oh, they made it difficult because it's a small basket hoop and a small basketball. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And so, again, it's a little different than a full regulation hoop, but you did phenomenally well.
Thank you.
For, no warm shots. You're just like, I'm going to do this off
yeah,
the cuff.
Yeah, no warm up.
Just come in strong, and you did a great job.
Thank
and it was
you.
Such a blessing having you here.
Thank
today.
You. Such a blessing. Y'all are awesome. God bless y'all.